How can a man be just with God? By Enoch. God is jealous lest you think he is not just. But I thought that when he saves anyone he overlooks his sins. Not at all. If that were true, Christ need not have died. The blood of Christ is a continual reminder of the fact that God must do right even if he is love. Did you ever think that Christ's death, first of all, was for God, and to display him to us? Not that God needed to be made just, but he needed to be justified in the eyes of his creatures, and this means everything to him. Before Christ's death he passed by sin. He tolerated it for the time being. But one of the main benefits of Christ's sacrifice was the vindication of his merciful acts of old. But how much more, then, shall it vindicate his grace now? For Christ has died, he has risen, God is just, even when he justifies all who are of Jesus' faith. A vindicated God. This is the one who can vindicate you. Now note, it is no question now of passing by sins, or of pardon. These had their place once, now you can be acquitted, justified, vindicated. And what shall I do to get this grace? Do. That is the wrong tense. It is the wrong person, very bad grammar. Not, I do, but what has he done? That is the correct question. You have done your part, indeed, and a sorry part it was. What has he done? Why, all things are of God. He has done everything. He created you for himself. He purposed that sin should come between you and him. He gave Christ to die on your behalf that he might vindicate his dealings with you. And now he wishes to do one thing more. He wishes to make you just. He will give you his own justness. It is the only possible justification for your sins. He has done all. Nothing is needed but your response. There is no doubt but that he will get it eventually, for he wills the salvation of all, and no one can successfully withstand his will forever. But why wait? Why not accept his gracious appeal now? Remember that he justifies gratuitously, nothing down, nothing forever. This same word is used of Christ. They hated him without a cause. So you may be vindicated, without a cause, at least so far as you are concerned. What, then, shall I do? Thank him. He needs not yours, but you. Not your hands or your hoard, but your heart. All riches and power are his. You can give him nothing but your fealty and affection. And for this he condescends to entreat you. Adore him for his love. For further reading, Rome. 320-3, 26, Rome. 416, Rome. 5, 6, 18, 19, Rome. 8:30, Rome. 11, 6, 36, Galatians 2:16, if, 2:8. Copyright Concordant Publishing Concern. Return to main index page.